The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmel, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmel and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmel likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? What's up?
That's Sylvie's job normally, but Sylvie's gone.
The joy in his face when he gets to use the F word.
Oh, man. He loves it.
He does.
He gets all giddy. And there's only two of us.
Are you still a foot guy?
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever not? I mean, if once you're a foot guy, always a foot guy.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike.
Is it as seedy as it sounds?
No, why is it seedy?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Seedy is, you know, fucking
belts. Like, feet are dirty,
though. It's not dirty.
They can't be.
Women's feet aren't dirty. They're clean.
Belts and what?
Belts and fucking ball gags. That's, you know, I'm not into that. Jesus.
How do we know?
I would tell you.
Some will argue that marijuana is a gateway drug, Carm.
That's true.
Maybe your foot fetish or your foot fantasy is a gateway to...
We all have a specific...
Belts and ball gags.
We all have a specific part of the body we like, probably more than others. I don't know why. You can't explain these things, Tommy. It's just the way it is.
So you like women's feet most of all? Most of anything.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know
it's
if I would
okay.
say that. I mean,
Merck looks like he would like to add something.
I think the feet is an interesting. I mean, it's not my favorite.
No, but I can't.
The feet
tell.
Or the foot? Are we going? I'm saying, is it two of them that turn you on, or is it just the one?
Maybe one.
Okay.
Usually,
I'm not judging.
Usually there's another one, so they come in pairs.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Not if you're in Long Island and you're in the ocean these days.
Most of the time they come in pairs, and I don't know.
Okay. Again, this is not judgment. This is
I'm
checking back to see. You know, sometimes the power rankings change.
No, I don't think they'll change.
No?
No. That's like the only fetish.
Do you ask your lovely wife to wear open-toed sandals?
Sometimes.
Do you have input into what shoes she wears?
More when, you know, now she's...
Does she find it odd that you stare at her feet frequently?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think she's used to it by now.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Do you tell her how nice her feet look at
times? Yeah, sure.
Okay. My wife plays a lot of tennis, so there's usually some calluses,
thick
calluses.
Then. Yeah. And you're like, you moved down to a different body part.
I mean, it's fine, but it's just,
not for me.
And both of my toes, my big toes,
I've got some nasty toes as well.
Well, guys' toes are disgusting. Everything on a guy's body is fucking disgusting. It's
look at you.
It's unsightly.
Hairy and dirty.
It's disgusting.
You know, smelly.
Yes. Yeah. God created the female form so we could look at something lovely. Yeah. I mean, men's bodies are, what did they say
it
in
is
Seinfeld? They're utilitarian. They're for getting around. That's it. A woman's body's a work of art. It's
once again, as
that.
We walked into the studio, reminded once again that everything comes back to Seinfeld.
Everything comes
a show
back
that
to
has
Seinfeld.
Been off the air since what 99?
It's been off the air for 20 years, more than 20 years. You believe that? Oh, yeah, almost 25 years.
That is
crazy. Two of the bad brothers are gone. Sylvie's off. Yurko's off. This fucking guy's got straight days of golf.
Well, we talked about this last time. Good for the good kid.
I know he's living
the good
his
kid
best
is
life.
Living his best life.
He is. He's been gone the last two because he was gone golfing, I think, last week.
I'm starting to sense a pattern here.
He's living his best life. He played the best round of golf I've seen him play in 10 years yesterday.
He did. You guys play?
We played our buddy John Swanson from Windrush.
Oh, at Olympia Fields?
Went to Olympia.
And he played his best round of golf?
Now, we only played it from, thank God, about 6,500
yards. That's where you should play it. Otherwise,
I agree with you.
It's
silly. At Olympia, I mean,
it'd be like
tough golf course.
It'd be like putting you... in a Formula One car.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
you can't do it.
6,500 yards is enough for him.
He shot 83.
Did he really?
And of course, he's not reporting it.
Well, because it would affect
his index. Because it's going to shoot it's going to make his index.
83 at Olympia Fields?
I think Yurko missed two fairways. I mean, it was
and
just.
And he's got a loose swing.
He's got a loose swing. His body by the end was hurting because it just does. His body hurts. We had caddies, but. John was smart enough to bring one of the caddies had a cart.
Yeah.
So he basically drove Yurko around.
Yeah.
But he did enough walking, and we had
walk. I mean, I don't like to walk a golf course anymore either because it hurts.
See, I like it.
Bad.
I don't mind it, but I didn't play in the NFL.
I mean, it's
thanks, Mark.
It gets bad.
Mark brought my water.
It gets bad. Well, that's good for Johnny.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
But
I mean, he put
you know
on,
what we are? We're the types of guys that don't be shocked if today shoots 103.
I wouldn't one bit, yeah. And he might because his body was hurting by the end. We also had a 30-minute rain delay where we had to sit at the halfway house. And I think that kind of affected the body a little bit on the second half.
Was he feeling himself and his accomplishment?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty proud of himself. And he should have been. I mean, like, he really hit the ball great. I was like, Johnny,
this is
as well and as pure as I've seen you hit it in a long time. So he's off golfing.
Sylvie did not shoot 83 yesterday at Olympia Fields.
No, he did not. He couldn't shoot 83 on 9 at Olympia.
No, I don't think so. Well, because he hasn't played in so long.
But it was a great time out there. We had fun. And I love that golf course.
Do you know what I did yesterday? I watched your fucking baseball team do what they do.
So I was following along on, since we were on the golf course in the afternoon, I was following along via text mostly and on the app, listening a little bit, watching Sylvie and Jesse bitch and complain about them. They're not even Sox fans, but we're on a text chain together. And so I kind of had an idea about what was going on. I don't know.
Look, I said this, Carm, I said this a month ago. I'll say it again. You can't point to one specific thing and say that's the reason why this team has underachieved madly this year. But I can tell you this. There's no other team in Major League Baseball that had as high as expectations as the Sox have had that consistently makes fundamental mistakes and underachieves and lacks a sense of urgency and all the other things that would have ever kept their manager.
Never.
I'm not telling you that firing Tony La Russa would be the silver bullet, that it would take you to heights that you haven't gotten to. I will tell you, though, that any other team in Major League Baseball with the stipulations I just orated would have already fired him.
They would have made a change.
Yes.
They would have felt like they had. Look, with Toronto's probably the best example, I would think. You know, I mean,
doesn't always work. I get it.
No, it doesn't always.
The Angels didn't.
The
get
Angels,
any,
it didn't work.
Got no traction from getting rid of Joe Madden.
Who else fired a manager?
Phillies.
The Phillies. Yeah, they took off for a little, but they're still a mess in their own right. So I wouldn't say that's worked perfectly. It's been a little bit better in Toronto, but yeah, I mean, just for the sake of making a change, to change, no other team would hesitate. If he weren't Tony La Russa, the White Sox wouldn't have hesitated.
No.
They wouldn't have.
No question.
But because he's Tony La Russa and...
Did you see yesterday after... Well, you didn't because you were on the golf course. After the game, I guess, they asked him, maybe Merck, I don't know if you heard this as well. They asked Tony about Joe Kelly, who had to come off the mound because of an arm injury.
Yeah.
Tony told the press that, no, it's not an arm injury. And after the White Sox medical staff and team had said, and then Joe Kelly addressed it. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
I don't know. I have no explanation for any of it. I don't know how many things we're going to see this year that have never happened before in baseball that the White Sox are doing to run themselves out of innings or make silly plays to extend innings, lose baseball games.
You would bench some of the kids on Gio's team if they made some of the mistakes.
I mean, imagine getting picked off third on a walk.
I mean, we were talking about this before we came on. I'm not sure I've ever seen that.
Would lose our minds on a group of 10-year-olds, let alone a Major League Baseball player getting picked off third base on a guy getting walked.
I would like to find out if it's ever happened that an inning ended. They should have been bases loaded.
Yes, it would have been bases loaded.
Inning ends because Larry Garcia gets picked off a third after, who was it? Was it
Moncada walks.
Moncada walks.
They're still going to win the division.
I don't know, Mark.
You say that with what? Why? It has nothing
because
to do with
that
them,
division
because
stinks.
The division sucks. Yeah, I get
it. Division stinks.
Yeah, but this team is 49-49.
It's remarkable.
They'll find a stretch in there. As Jesse has been saying all along, August is going to be the month they're going to dominate. They play the Royals and
now the Royals minus Benintendi because they just traded Benintendi. They've got the A's this weekend.
Well, let me introduce you to the Colorado Rockies who fucking suck.
They fucking suck. They do. They blow fucking
balls. And what did you do?
Balls.
You split with them. You did with them what you do with everybody.
Don't they finish the season against the Twins like five?
They have six. Six of the last nine are against. Yeah. The
Listen,
Twins.
You can sell me that they will be the tallest of short class.
That's what I think it is.
I mean,
I think they'll be the last team standing in a division that is just
right
awful, and that's the one thing they have going for them. doesn't give me much hope come October, I'll tell you that. Not much at all. I mean, the one saving grace is that anything can happen in October, and it's a weird month for baseball. You know, it's
hard. If you didn't have Johnny Cueto, you guys would be so fucked. Which is not a statement that I thought I would have made 2 months ago. But
they're an upsetting
team. I get it. And I'm not even a Sox fan, and they piss me off.
No.
Because of what Liam Hendricks said to us.
Yeah, he was good that
day. He was like, what he said to us is basically is they lack, they get, what did he say? I mean, it was a lack of a sense of urgency that they get complacent.
Complacent, yeah.
That complacency is an issue. As a professional athlete, you should never be complacent. Mm-mm. Because there's somebody else out there that's just as damn good as you. Or maybe they're not as good as you, but they're less complacent, and they can knock you off of your perch.
And as frustrated as I am with them, it's starting to be like, who fucking cares? Yeah, which is sad. That's the other thing.
No, but
like,
you'll care.
You can't feel that.
I will. But right now, I'm like, all right. Yeah,
I wish I shared your same.
It's Bears training camp. You know, this week I've kind of been like, I don't have the energy to rant and rave about them anymore. I don't. I don't know. I don't know that they deserve me getting all worked up. Why should I work myself up over
that? You know that they won't make the necessary changes. You're not confident that they're going to add an enormous piece, right?
I don't think there's really much out there to add. I mean, they're not going to do a Juan
whether
Soto
it's
trade.
Yeah,
I mean,
whether it's at this trade deadline or in the offseason, it's just not what they do.
It's not what they do.
They're not going to make a managerial change. Their roster's constructed with flaws.
So, like, what should my reaction be? And that doesn't mean I don't like them and cheer for them. Of course I do. I love them. But I'm like, I don't. How much more energy can I muster? And for what? They don't care.
This is what we got into. We had a kind of a grief. We were expressing ourselves in the show a couple of days ago. And I said, like, Sylvie came back from the game. He took his kids to the Sox game. And he said there was like 20,000 people there. It's a Sunday. It was the Guardians are in town, right?
Yeah, it was over the weekend when Cleveland was here.
And my point was you're a 500 team. You've underachieved. Like your front office won't spend money. Your owner is not going to spend the money. You know, your manager is your manager. You're a third place in the worst division in baseball, and you get 20. I'm not blaming the fans for only being 20,000 people there, but I'm just saying. I look at it and I go, this whole thing is depressing.
It is. It's kind of just a little bit depressing right now. There are 500 teams since the break last year. I don't know what to think. They're probably still going to win the division. I have two bets on them to win the division. So not only is my rooting interest in the White Sox there, but I have a financial interest in them now.
So I made a bet at the beginning of the year, or maybe the first or second week, before the Yankees took off. I have a two-team parlay of the Yankees to win their division, which is going to happen.
That's going to happen.
And I have the Twins to win their division.
Oh, boy.
And that's the two-team. And I have the Twins at, like, plus 200 back then. So
what's the ticket pay?
Like $400 or something like that.
Pretty good, Murph.
Yeah. Well, Yankees were at that point were like plus 120 or something like that because everyone thought the Rays were going to be really good this year.
That's pretty good, Murph. Yeah. You might want to post that on PropSwap if anybody takes it. You've got the two division winners right now.
Well, I know, but the Twins are fading, right? I mean.
Well, that's why you should sell it. You should probably post that and see what you can get for it.
Yeah,
I may be like a total jackass for saying, but I just don't understand the confidence now that all of a sudden, maybe not all of a sudden, but they got this. The Sox got this. They're gonna.
It's impossible to think that.
Okay.
The only thing you can think is it's a bad division and they're probably the most talented team, but to think that they've got this, no chance. No.
It's been a full year
they're
of this.
They're 49-49.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way anybody can be like, oh, they're good. Don't worry about it.
Well, I think you saw it yesterday in Colorado against a shitty Rockies team.
Shitty fucking
you found
shitty.
Ways to lose to a bad team.
Awful. Lala weekend here in Chicago.
Which is the highlight of the concern as a father of a child going to Lala.
I can't even imagine.
This is my last one.
This is it?
Yeah.
So
of all the things that are going on, yes. She's going with her college roommate to be, flew in last night, picked her up, and they're going to Lala today, tomorrow, and Saturday. I mean, it's just a shit show.
Fucking pissing and shitting themselves in the street. Yeah. I mean, stumbling. I mean, we see it starting. You go downstairs.
Yesterday.
Yeah. The kids are all here. There's porta potties up and down State Street. At least they were thinking. I don't recall seeing that in years past. So they always do that?
Yeah.
Right on the corner, where a block south of us on State and Randolph by the Walgreens, there's a row of porta potties, which I guess is a good thing, but I don't recall ever seeing that in years past.
They should leave them there.
Even when Lava comes and goes.
That's probably a good point.
Yes, leave them there.
This is a disastrous weekend. So your daughter's
You just
going
wait. Just wait till Gio or your daughter, they're of age to do this.
I don't want
to
think about
it. I've been through it. I can't tell you how many phones have been lost, how many nights of sleep have been lost. It's just, and these days, people are more out of control than they've ever been.
Yeah.
So the level of concern
is everywhere.
The level of concern is even higher. It's just, it's insane. But this is the last.
You don't think any of them will ever go again? I mean, you think so? Your older girls aren't going?
My oldest is 29. She's getting married in a year.
Black and Abdallah are going. Are they going more for show stuff though? They're also huge music fans.
Yeah,
I mean Abdallah certainly.
Abdallah's gonna be going to concerts like 75.
Yeah, Abdallah.
Okay, but when my daughters are 30, how old are those two?
36?
37, I think.
36. Yeah. 36, 37.
When they're that age?
They won't be going?
No, I won't be worried.
Oh, you won't be worried.
Like, if my 29-year-old went, I wouldn't be worried.
You
don't,
yeah, at that point, you're like, I'm done worrying about you.
And by the way, she's
29.
She would tell you, been there, done that. Don't need to go back and do it again.
So Emerson's going?
Yes.
Has she been before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she has.
Yeah. She's the most responsible one in the family.
Is she?
Though, so I'm really not that
worried. The youngest of four usually is.
She's learned the ropes.
Yeah.
She knows it all.
Nah, I can't.
It's chaotic. You ask any parent that has kids at that age, and it's just, you don't get any sleep for the entire week because you're always concerned.
How many days is she going? Every day?
Every day except
Sunday. She's going tonight, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, every day
except
Sunday.
Yeah, she won't stay until like 2 in the morning or whatever.
No, they're not staying down here. They're coming back home.
No, they're staying in one of my daughters lives.
Oh, okay, so they're staying there.
Like wherever.
You check in like at the end of the night? You're going to be like, you got to send me.
I can track her.
Oh, that's nice.
Got a chip
behind her ear.
No, I check her phone.
You just check her phone.
Yeah.
It is kind of a nice luxury, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You probably didn't have that when you were the first.
Fuck
like
no.
When Georgia was going.
No.
You didn't have that.
No, we didn't have any of that shit.
It is kind of a nice peace of mind. I'll see where you're at.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
It's unbelievable. Nice. It was Country Thunder last week. It's Lollapalooza this week, and next week is Windy City Smokeout.
Yeah, that's right. Next weekend's a smokeout. Where is the smokeout this year? Is it at the United Center?
No.
It's always outside, isn't it?
It used to be. I thought it used to be where the, what is it? Is it the Sun Times or the Trib building over there where they're going to put the casino?
The casino, where the casino's going to go off of Grand or Chicago.
I think they had one of the stages over there.
Yeah, off of Chicago.
I may actually go to that. Willie Nelson's playing.
Willie Nelson's playing Windy City Smokeout?
Yeah.
Wow.
You never know when Willie's last concert is going to take place.
It says outside the iconic United Center.
Oh, so it's outside D.C. Yeah.
Okay. Where it was last year?
I don't think so.
You know what? It may have been. I think Sylvie went last year, and he told me.
But that's last year's. Hold on.
No, but I think it's there again this year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, buckle up.
That's a big Bub City thing. The great barbecue, and oh my God, they're huge into that thing. Buckle up. I don't want to even think about it. How many sleepless nights do you have just in general as a dad when the girls get to be the age where they're going out? You know, it's like.
Well, we had also like when my third daughter was in Nashville at Vanderbilt. There was a device on my wife's phone that if any, like, there was any type of police activity in or around the Vanderbilt campus, it would send an alert with a siren.
Wow.
So you'd be in sleeping.
And it would just fucking.
And my wife would leave the phone on, and then all of a sudden you'd just hear her phone just blaring a siren.
You know?
But I never, once they went to college, I really never. Your concern level never goes away, but it diminishes.
As they get older.
Yeah. Plus, our oldest was at Northwestern, so she was close.
Look at you planning for a wedding, too.
Yeah.
Tommy Waddle planning for what, next year?
July 15th of next year.
Oh, where's it going to be held at, Watts? You doing it?
The Drake.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Drake.
Everybody loves the Drake.
Old school.
Comes back to Seinfeld. The Drake is old school. That's going to be pretty awesome. Yeah, make sure you invite Johnny Handsome or else he'll be offended.
Will he be offended?
Nobody gets offended of not being invited.
But he wants to be invited.
Where's my invitation?
The invitation list has not been put together quite yet.
Well, make sure he's on it.
Let me tell you something.
He's a good gift giver.
It's quite a tedious endeavor.
What are we talking about? What do you think? 600 people? At a
No.
300?
No.
Really?
This is going to be like a 200.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Where do we have
That's
the rehearsal
That's what Waddle
there?
Thinks now. We'll
know.
See.
I don't know where.
Wait do you see that guest list.
Yeah.
This guy.
It's crazy. You could not get married at a more expensive time either.
You can't even imagine.
I can't wait till you guys have to send your kids to college, too.
And it's going to be here before you know it. That's what everybody. That's what everybody always says.
You know what else will be here before you know it? You guys are doing an interview with.
We got Eberflus today.
Eberflus today.
I don't. You know, a lot of coach speak. I'm assuming, but hey, yeah. It's good to have the head coach anyway. We'll see. Boy, Poles does not like talking, does he?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's comfortable with it quite yet.
I don't know that any of them truly are, or any of them want to, but some of them play the game a little bit better than others. He doesn't play the game either. He just
and right now, I don't give a shit what they say.
I don't either. I'm not.
You know, I mean.
I can't get too wrapped up in it.
No, I want to see what they do. I have to be honest, at this point, don't know if it'll work, but I'm not bothered by their plan. There were people that were all pissed off that they didn't go offensive line or wide receiver in the second round. Well, at that point, I said it then, I'll say it now. If Brisker was the highest rated player that you had on your board at 49, and you went away from him, and this is your first draft, I'd have concerns about you.
Always take your highest player.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, this is your plan. You just enunciated what your plan is. We're going to take the highest rated player on our board, and then all of a sudden, because you think you have a need at wide receiver or offensive line, which you do, you deviate from your plan and you go for a position, not the highest rated player. Oh, by the way, who plays a position that you still need help at?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I figured what they would do is they would take the path they took, and as they got closer to training camp, they would fill in. I don't know if Riley Reiff or Schofield are going to be good signings. I was never a Riley Reiff guy when he was with the Vikings.
He's starting he struggled today, by
there. Left tackle.
Well, starting. I mean, he was with the starting group today at practice.
He's probably a better option than anyone else they have. Yeah. But it's not as if you didn't just land Trent Williams. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course, yeah. Field Yates said what you said when he joined us a week ago, I think Field was on, maybe 2 weeks ago. And, you know, he worked in a front office. He knows Poles very well, and he's not shy to tell people that he'll qualify his remarks that he's got.
He's a fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to praise him a lot because they came up together. And he believes in he believes in Ryan Poles' ability, and he knows how hard of a worker he is. But he said what you said. What would be more troubling would be going away from the guys that you have highest rated on your board just because you have to fill in.
Yeah.
He said that's when teams really do get themselves in trouble. Just stick with your plan no matter how much something might be pulling you towards a specific position because, we've got nothing there on our depth chart. Rate your players and then stick to it.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. Look, that's what you have to do.
And I don't think any of us argue that the most important component of this season is the development of your quarterback. You have so much invested in him. I've said this forever as well. He can still make strides without having the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers around him.
Yeah.
You can still be better. You can be better because your offense coordinator puts you in position to be better. He protects you better. He calls more, game plan that is more, devised to take advantage of what you do well. Like, you can still make progress despite the fact that you don't have a ton of assets in your offensive huddle.
I think you can see some stuff. I agree with that. And hopefully we see it from Justin Fields. It'll answer a lot of questions. Finally, this week, Paul Sorvino died. They're dropping like flies,
the guys
that play mobsters.
I think, didn't Merck send you
he thought I would be very upset and broken
sent
up.
Sent his condolences.
Yeah. I think I said, boy, poor Carmen. He's had a rough lately. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't affect me that much, but I do love the movie. We were saying earlier this week that's one of those that no matter what age you are, I can't imagine anybody not liking Goodfellas. I've never come across anyone that has seen it that said, oh, no, that's
not
for me.
What else was he in after?
Nothing.
After that.
I mean, he did Law and Order for a while. Yeah. He did Nixon. He was in the Nixon movie. He played Kissinger in the Nixon movie that they made, the one where Anthony Hopkins played Nixon. That was definitely after because that was like 1995. He was in that. He did some TV. But he was so great in that movie.
His daughter was a star, too,
star
and she
for a
fell
while.
Off the
she
map.
She did. She kind of did, yeah. She was. She did a Woody Allen movie, which she got nominated or maybe even
won
for.
She won. Don't you remember there was the emotional thing at her acceptance speech? She's up there and she says, I'm not anything actress I am today, actor, but if it's not for my dad who taught me everything. And he's bawling like, this big, tough guy.
Paulie Cicero doesn't ball.
Okay? Yeah, he was crying.
Paulie may have moved slow, but that was only because Paulie didn't have to move for anybody. Just remember that. Me and my buddies were going back and forth on text, giving our favorite Paul Cicero lines. But that movie's just so good. Tyler Aki has not seen it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Young Tyler. And I don't know, Tyler's 24, 25. It is crazy. Yeah. Quite frankly, it's unacceptable. And we have to do something about it.
Take 3 hours out of a weekend.
That's it.
You know, it's not like he's got a family to worry about. He's not going to kids' games.
No, no.
He's got all kinds of me time.
I'm not asking him to write a report about it.
Just
devote
3 hours to it.
And just watch it.
Put your fucking video game controller down.
Does he play video games?
I don't
know. Is he wasting time playing video games?
You know,
when he could be watching movies?
Taking a shot at a young guy.
How dare he? Watch movies. Don't play video games. But rest in peace, Paul Sorvino, and let's hope nobody else goes anytime soon. It's been a rough couple of months.
Who have we had? We've had Jimmy Conn.
There's been Ray Liotta. There's been James Conn, Paul Sorvino, and Tony Sirico, who was Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah.
And was a bit character. He was in good. He had a very brief part at the beginning.
Did they ever release the autopsy on Ray Liotta?
I don't know. I feel like when these things happen, the news cycle turns over, and then I forget about it. And I don't know.
It's a legitimate forget about it.
Forget about it. I don't know if they ever did. I don't know what happened to poor Ray Liotta. All right, Tommy. Next week, who's here next week? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. The good kid, does he have golf again next week?
He's back, I think, on Wednesday.
Sylvie's gone all of next week.
That's right. He's got anniversary year 10, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Are they going somewhere?
I think they're going to Nashville.
They're going to Nashville?
Maybe they're hanging out with Cuddy.
Is he hanging out with Jay?
Be careful.
Wow. Hanging out with Jay Cutler in Nashville. He might show Sylvie a good time. All right, so next week it'll be me, York, and Waddle. We'll find a day late in the week.
There's a joke in there. I'm going to let it go.
Be careful. And happy 10-year anniversary to Sylvie and Allie. That's why he's going to be gone next week. Merck, thank you. Randy Merkin, thank you very much. Be careful at Lala if you're going. Don't be stupid.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be a fucking asshole jerk off. All right, just be nice. Okay, remember that. Our boss has a motto around here.
Don't be an asshole.
We're telling you not to be an asshole. Be nice, enjoy the music, and stay out of trouble, all right?
Amen.
And we'll see you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?